Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With roughly 2 weeks to go in the 2025 legislative session, things are moving at a frantic pace. Or are they? From a legislator's perspective, it all depends on what committees you sit on. Those committees that deal with general bills are just about done with their work. But the finance and tax committees, those dealing with the money, are approaching a frantic pace. Saturday marked the deadline for all amendments to general bills to pass from one house to the other. To meet the deadline, members of the House and Senate met for 3 days in grueling marathon floor sessions. I say grueling because it's almost torturous to sit in a chamber for 10 hours listening to debate drone on, all the while knowing that most of the bills will likely pass by large margins. Those that don't pass by large margins will likely pass on a nearly party-line vote, with the Republicans voting yes after the Democrats try to talk the bill to death. Either way, it's a relief when the last bill is transmitted, giving legislators a short break until the next marathon floor session dealing with the revenue bills. That deadline is next week Wednesday, and after that, it's a race to the finish line as the legislature looks to final adjournment sometime around the end of April. In the meantime, we've got some good news to report. Several of our bills have now passed both houses and are headed to the governor for his signature, one of which is House Bill 400, also known as the Free to Speak Act. As Benjamin Franklin once said, quote, "Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech," end quote. Over the years, we've seen an increased effort on the part of public schools and universities to force students to use politically correct speech or to face discipline, which may include suspension or even expulsion. The compelled speech covers many topics, one of which is the use of gender pronouns to describe transgender students. As you may recall, a bill was passed last session which made it illegal for a student to be forced to use pronouns inconsistent with another student's biological sex. House Bill 400 goes a step further and confers those same protections to all state employees, including public school teachers. Ironically, a perfect example of the need for this bill occurred while the bill was being debated. 2 weeks ago, a preschooler in Great Britain was suspended for the crime of transphobia for misgendering another child. The suspended student is 3 or 4 years old and probably can't even say the word transphobia. The latest figures from the UK's Department of Education show the number of students suspended or expelled for being transphobic or homophobic rose from 164 in 2022 to 178 in 2023, and those figures included 13 students as young as 4 or 5 years old. This is bureaucratic wokeism run amok, and it's here in the United States as well. Students across the U.S., including those in Fairfax, Virginia, may now be suspended or expelled for using quote-unquote incorrect gender pronouns, or for calling a student by their original name rather than their newly chosen transgender name. The argument is always the same. Those in favor of government-compelled speech say that not using a person's chosen pronouns is a form of bullying, regardless of the fact that they're compelling speech that ignores biological reality. As those in favor of House Bill 400 pointed out, if we allow bureaucrats to begin forcing students to say things that are patently false, where does it end? The culture wars may seem silly to some, but they have real-life consequences for real-life people. Now it seems, even for those as young as 3 years old. We applaud the legislature for passing House Bill 400 and for recognizing that there's a big difference between education and indoctrination. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.